There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on the second hour in the drama that is live radio. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. The only kind of holster I run, the only kind of holster I'm going to run. I'm waiting for the light bearing holsters to show up, the ones that you can, the OSL, I believe is what they're going to call that. Then I'm going to be cooking with gas. Haven't got a hold of Mr. Wilson, so Cody is young enough to be my son, and so I cut him a little bit of slack when it comes to organization and everything. Plus, he's got a lot of stuff going on. So we're going to move on. I'll keep trying to get a hold of him, and if he gets back with us, we'll go and get him. And if he doesn't, well, we'll just keep on going to do what we do. Now, this whole M855 green tip thing has now fallen by the wayside. Although they do, the ATF is reserving the right to revisit this. But the question here now to ask is why? Why would they move to ban this? Now, like David Kodry has said yesterday, they had already made some inroads on this when they banned the 5.45 coming out of Russia. There's this old joke about government cover-ups where it's, move along, folks, there's nothing to see here. And that's what the ATF has been doing. See, in their 2014 manual, the M855 round has been getting this exemption from armor-piercing status because it's not an armor-piercing round. And it was discovered that that exemption had been stripped from that particular ammo in their 2014 manual. Now, that means a lot of things. First of all, that was probably printed in 2013. And they stripped that exemption. When that was pointed out, the ATF released a statement reassuring the public that there had been no final decision made, and it was just a publishing mistake. However, they were going to try to change the rules on M855 without a proper public commenting period or congressional approval. So when this is all said and done, when you start taking in the sum of all things, this is not a laughing matter. This is not them, you know, making mistakes here and there. Their guise, of course, was the safety of law enforcement. They sent out a Twitter communique saying, nothing to analyze here, folks, just a publishing mistake, no armor-piercing ammo exemptions revoked. And then they advise the public to reference the 2005 regulation guidebook where the ammunition is still exempted. They have a very long, wordy explanation from it. Now that they verified that the exemption still exists and will republish its new guidebook, now it's time to go to the details of this ban. This was under the guise that handguns exist that will fire this round, thus making it armor-piercing. This is an abuse of the law. The law was written with the intent of dealing with ammunition designed for handguns that would be armor-piercing. Most of those rounds would either be a shell with like a Sabot core in it, or they would be a solid projectile, maybe sharpened down to a point and covered in Teflon so you don't burn your barrel out. And it would be all steel, so you're not burning out your barrel. The Teflon is just to protect the barrel. And that's what the law was for. AR-15 pistols, even with a 7.5-inch barrel, are unconcealable. You may be able to conceal one in a car. You may be able to conceal one, but that means for the rest of your life you're going to have to wear a tarp or some sort of elaborate big billowy cape, because these things are just chopped down AR-15s. What makes an AR-15 pistol is the length of the barrel. If it is shorter in overall length than 16 inches, hence it is a pistol. It can be a short barrel rifle if you pay the, the tax fee. But at that point, I've got an AR-15 handgun. I've shown it many times. I've got one right here. I've had one with a shorter barrel. It's still gigantic. This was a chance for the Obama White House to ban some sort of ammunition. And once they ban this, under the guise of which they ban it, because all rifle ammunition is going to penetrate soft body armor. That's just the way it is. Soft body armor is not designed to stop anything but pistol rounds. Even your best pistol rounds pale in comparison to a very high-powered rifle round. Okay? We talked about this yesterday when we were talking about stopping bars. A 500 Magnum has the same kinetic energy as a 30-30. So, we need to take into consideration what most rifle rounds are. Rifle rounds, first of all, they're designed to be fired out of rifles that have a barrel of a certain length. That builds up pressure as it's going down the barrel. That pressure translates into speed, into feet per second. Feet per second translates into kinetic energy dumped when it hits its target, whether it's soft tissue or armor. The cheaper thing to do, the one that would actually protect police officers, would to get them out of soft body armor. I know why they wear it, because they have to wear it all day, every day. But, combat troops do the same thing. They take it off sometimes. I've seen combat troops fighting in a firefight in Korangal, Afghanistan, in a pair of shorts, their plate carrier, their helmet, and that's it, a pair of flip-flops. Because they got woke up in the middle of the night. They don't have time to get into their full battle dress, their ACUs, whatever they're wearing today. They put on what's necessary. But no, we're not going to do that. We want to infringe on rights. That was all it was. That's all it ever was. And knowing that this White House wants to infringe on rights, and that the Secretary of State, formerly of this administration, is lying to you about emails and fake valor and all this other stuff, also believing that there's too many legally owned guns out there, this should tell you what you're facing. And like David and I were talking about yesterday, that doesn't mean the Republicans are all good. The Republicans need to be beaten right about now, because with this pullback on the ATF, they need to be on a full court press while they're pulling back. While they're backpedaling, they need to be closing with them and knock them out. I don't see that happening just yet. But we'll see as time goes on. We will see. Congress has an obligation to act here. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432, which the lines are going to be open because I can't get a hold of Cody from Defense Distributed, so they're open. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. I've been with them for 3 years. I've been carrying their stuff exclusively for 3 years. I'm still using their first evolution for the most part. I'm getting ready to go into their third evolution. I'm waiting to see what the Scorpion holster is going to look like, if there's going to be a Scorpion holster. That's what I want to see. Check them out, like I said, at tacticalholsters.com. In Nevada, you've got a married couple that has been together for 24 years, and they want to foster two 12-year-olds, and they have been denied because they have concealed carry permits. Here's what he's been in front of. Brian Wilson is the husband in this of the couple, and he spoke to the Nevada State Assembly trying to get a variance from a state regulation prohibiting the carrying of loaded weapons with foster children around, which was denied, by the way. He said, "My wife Valerie and I have been together since high school, 24 years now. I believe now we're at it. We've always planned early on that we would adopt later in life. In 2013, we decided it was now time to adopt and complete our family. There's a lot of older children in the system that need homes. We have siblings. We have 12-year-olds that, let's be honest, it's a sad truth. There's not as many people lining up to take those kids and give them a good home. Fortunately, we are in a position to do that. In Nevada, there's a state regulation that says firearms and ammunition need to be stored separately and in secure containers in homes that have foster children. Since they have concealed carry permits, which means they're carrying them, this automatically disqualifies them from becoming foster parents." The Deputy Administrator of Child and Family Services, Jill Morando, said, "Concern about the ability of a child to gain access to a loaded weapon." This was reported in Nevada by Fox News. Fox News, the anchor there, made a brilliant comment at the end of the little piece. It's just, this is nonsense. If you have a concealed carry permit, you've already demonstrated responsibility and the fact that you're a law-abiding person. They just don't like guns. They're letting their left-wing politics interfere with this family's desire to adopt. They're doing a little more than that. First of all, am I to believe that in Nevada, there is nobody in law enforcement that has adopted a child? Nobody. Nobody in the military that has adopted a child. How do they know that people that adopt children don't later go on and get a concealed carry permit? What's the mechanism in place to check that? How do they know they have a concealed carry permit? Was this the Wilson's family's fault for saying, "Oh, by the way, in the interest of full disclosure, we have concealed carry permits"? No matter what it's about, it's arbitrary and it's stupid. It is stupid. Wilson family probably has some of the cleanest criminal records you've ever seen in your life. And they want to take on some older children, not one, but two. Those kids, for the most part, in a lot of cases, grow up in the orphanage. If they're not picked up sooner or later, here they want to pick up two. They want to do their part. They planned on doing this, and they're being held back because they carry guns. This is one of the reasons I don't go to SHOT Show. First of all, I don't go to SHOT Show because SHOT Show is a gun-free zone, which is the reason I don't go to gun shows, because it's a gun-free zone. And, I don't understand that. I walk around every day, all day, saying that we should carry guns wherever we go. And then to get out there and say, "Well, except gun shows and a SHOT Show. And if you want to adopt children, where do you draw the line at?" I just find that preposterous. I find that insulting to my intelligence to think that this, in this instance, they're just doing their job. There's a law that says this, so therefore we must go with it. That's a stupid law. I'm sure there's a law against donkeys defecating in the road in Nevada. Of course, there's no donkeys on the roads, but I'm sure in the past there has been donkeys on the road, or horses, or cattle. And I'm sure there have been laws against that. And there are probably still laws on the books about it. Excuse me. If it starts sounds, I'm on medication now to help me with the fluid on the lungs. So if it starts sounding like I'm underwater, that's the medication working. Nevada needs to pull that back. The Wilsons sound like very good people. They want to do a very noble thing. I don't know that in their situation I would do it. I'm not walking around pining to adopt anybody's children. And here they're wanting to do something, and, you know, they should be allowed to do so. The fact that they have guns is not germane. The fact that they carry guns is at least not as germane as anything there. Time and time again, concealed carry permit holders have been found to be the most law-abiding. The ones that obey the laws at the four-way stops. The ones that don't jaywalk or spit on the sidewalk. The ones that hold the door for you when you're trying to go in. The ones that say sir and ma'am. Law-abiding citizens. Polite. Law-abiding citizens. What kind of a example is that? What kind of good example would that be for these kids? And we don't even know anything about the kids. For all I know, these kids are juvenile delinquents. Don't know. I don't know. I didn't line this stuff up right. So we're coming up on the next break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, I set this up earlier, talking about how the Second Amendment is not subject to popular opinion. And one of the things that the White House was claiming as they were getting ready to try to ban M855 was populist support. And in all honesty, we are well past the time that we should be really up in arms about this. But I sense sort of a groundswell beginning. Problem is going to be keeping that going. So I'm going to try to keep it going when we get back. My little part to do it. My little part to do it. And we're going to talk about the Make a Better John Wick contest I want to hold. Found some things out about the guns of John Wick yesterday. So we'll talk about that also. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Scorpion line. Go check out the Scorpion line. You'll be impressed with it. It's very, well, here's one right here. Here's the paddle AR-15 magazine holster Scorpion. It's got a fuzzy coating on the inside, except if you notice, for those of you watching in video radio land, this separates. So if you're snatching a magazine out and you need to rock it forward or to the side or to the back, it will go in that direction and release. Well worth the price of admission. Go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Okay, I've been talking about John Wick. and I know that's confusing somebody. John Wick is the name of a movie starring Keanu Reeves. The premise to this movie is that, and we got a call coming in, so we may jump away from this in a minute. The premise to this movie is that Keanu is he's a retired Russian. He worked for the Russian mob, American hitman, and the Russians light him up, and he decides to come back at him. But we're going to get away from that for just a minute. And we're going to go to the phones here as soon as my man gets put on hold. Ben in Michigan, yes, sir. What can we do for you? Hello?
Hello, Bill?
Yes, sir.
How you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Just doing okay?
Well, I went to the cardiologist yesterday and found out some things that answer so many questions for me, anyway.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. I got a Snook helicopter hovering over my house here.
Okay.
It ain't the first time, so I don't know what they've been doing around here lately. I live by probably 60 miles away from Selfridge Air Force Base down there in Mount Clemens, but they do runs with the jets and the big planes every once in a while. They drive the riverway and they go out in the lake and they come back. You know, no big thing, but lately they've been a lot more activity going on, so I'm not too sure. But I just calling this, you know, I just got home. I didn't hear your whole show today, so you probably even talked about Hillary, but I was just wondering, you know, what you think about what, it just seems that they get away with so much anymore, don't it?
Well, they do, but at the same time, it you know, there's a, when Hillary Clinton was the first lady and Bill Clinton gave her health care to look at, there was enough blowback to disband her little secret group, because at that time it was sort of unheard of that I had never heard of a first lady being put in charge of anything at that point like that. You know, first ladies were the ones that welcomed the Boy Scouts when they came to the Rose Garden.
Right.
Not being put in charge of anything. Hillary and the Clintons and Obama and, you know, there's a lot of politicians out there, and some of them are local, like Sheldon Silver in New York, the Speaker of the House in New York. They believe they're above the law. Hillary fully believes that she's above the law. I talked about Hillary today because Hillary in the past has said that she had to run away under sniper fire when she never came under sniper fire. And I'm getting tired of these guys getting out there claiming to be put in harm's way when they, you know, they had a latte on the way to the car.
Well, yeah, you know, I noticed that with our politicians, there's a couple of things. They're either impulsive liars, and they're pretty damn good at it.
Yep.
Or they're crooks, and they're thieves. Or they're playing up killers. And I guess what better way to promote yourself if you're one of these things is to become a politician. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you get to run under this guise of respectability. But, I mean, I think right now, as far as the country's concerned, Hillary is hurting herself, because I think the country's getting tired of hearing about Hillary.
Yeah.
And Trey Gowdy, there's a lot of people that think Trey Gowdy has compromised himself of late, but Trey is still the dogged prosecutor that he was, and this Benghazi panel that he's running will have full purview over her email accounts, because Benghazi happened on her watch. So they're going to be able to, they may get stonewalled, and she may get out there and say, well, I don't know how many, you know, you can't have my server because, you know, some of it's personal, some of it's business. But the fact remains, what should be happening right now is the FBI should be kicking in her door in Chappaqua, New York. They should be finding this server, unplug it, take it with them, and then go through it.
Yep, you preach that. And you know what? I look at it this way, because she is a public figure. It's ours. It's the same with, like, our Capitol buildings. Them are ours, you know.
Yep.
People don't understand it. We have a right to go into them buildings. We got a right to film them. They say we don't. Like, you know, federal courthouses and whatnot. Well, yeah, we got a right to film them. They're ours. We paid for them. My prayers go out to the officers that got shot last night in Ferguson. I called it. I see it coming. It's a bad situation there. I heard that, I can't remember which Holder or whoever it is, was going to dismantle that police department.
Holder has no business messing with that.
He's
out there, and I'm tired of the whole race card being played.
Trying to make us feel guilty to being white is what I feel like right now, and I had nothing to do with nothing.
Well, yeah, and you know, they've got whole college curriculums about white privilege, but what you got right now is you got Obama, you got Holder. They're out there trying to. Obama wants federal guidelines for local policing. And Holder is supposed to be on his way out the door. Holder is being so. Right now, Holder should be very concerned about being in handcuffs shortly.
Mm-hmm.
As Fast and Furious continues to unfold, because they're going to find out he had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of things, too. They're always, when they're gone, like the president or whatever, and then this stuff comes out, and it always seems like they're never held liable for any of this crap. But just made a good point there that by what the federal government is trying to do, not only with Ferguson Police Department, but many, many police departments throughout the United States, is alarming concern. because that's when they bring in, you know, well, Obama said it himself, not only do we need a strong army outside our country, we need just as strong a domestic army within our country.
Yeah, but we already have that.
Right, I see it being put in, now it's just, right, they're three steps ahead of us, you know.
Well, no. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is we got 134 million gun owners.
Oh, yeah. Well, exactly.
They don't like that, though. They don't like that, but that's fine. I try to dismantle that. That's sort of an untenable situation to want to take.
Yeah, I'm just starting to learn, trying to find militia groups in my area. You got to be careful, you know. You know, it's when you associate yourself with it. But I feel that it's my need to protect my family in case of a crisis, that I have a good group of people like you that are military savvy and leaders. You would become a leader. You would guide people that don't have that experience. You would guide us to the right, you know what I'm saying, you would teach us what we would have to do to defend ourselves. And
I would do my best until somebody better came along, and I'd be looking for him furiously.
Right. Well, that's what I said. I'm nowhere, anywhere close to being qualified to, you know, lead anybody, but I got some good things that I know and I could share with people. And but I'm looking for that in a group of individuals that are trustworthy and honest, you know. I don't want to go join a group that's under investigation for anything either, you know.
Look, go looking for the veterans. Go checking those guys out. They'll be the ones that emerge from the woodwork. I'm about to run out of time.
All right.
Thank you very much for the call.
Don't stress out too much, okay?
Roger that. I'll do my
very
best.
All right. We need
you
around, Bill. Thank you. God bless you and yours, man.
Likewise. Stay safe. All right. Last break of the show. When we get back, I will continue to try to tell you what John Wick is and what the contest is going to be. This is just going to be fun. It's not going to have anything serious. No serious tones to it whatsoever. Just a little fun. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. You'll understand their meaning here very shortly. Back to John Wick. I want to do a contest called Making a Better John Wick. Now, well, there's two things. There's actually a few things about the movie. The movie primary lead is played by Keanu Reeves. Keanu is not one of these guys that gets out there and just grabs me as an actor's actor. However, playing a hitman, he's doing it pretty good because hitmen, people who kill people on a regular basis, are somewhat emotionally bankrupt, and the fact that Keanu Reeves has one expression for the most part on his face, does not really emote, he plays that well. The other impressive part about Keanu Reeves is that Keanu does most of his physical stunts, his fight scenes. He does most of his driving scenes. And then there's some very complicated driving scenes in John Wick that the directors and the producers were very impressed with how good he was at doing all of that stuff. So the behind-the-scenes stuff sort of impresses me. Keanu is somebody that is dedicated to that part of the craft, and he does as much as he can with it. In the movie, John Wick is... There's a variety of guns in the movie, and John Wick's primary gun is a H&K P-30L long slide with a... I believe it is a 3 or 4 port compensator on the end of it. That was built for the movie by Salient Arms International. There's three other guns built by Salient Arms in the movie. The crime boss, the Russian crime boss, his son, and his primary enforcer all carry Salient Tier 1 Glock 17s. So slowly Salient is being... you know, the guns they build are very visually striking. They're very effective. But they've got a degree of bling to them that makes them, media attractive. One thing John Wick doesn't have that I notice in the movie is I don't know what kind of holster John Wick is carrying. And John Wick gets hurt a few times in the movie, and he has to go get this... the guy that played the Keymaster in the Matrix movies, he's back with Keanu in this. He's the doctor. So John Wick doesn't have I don't know what kind of holster he's carrying, and he doesn't have anything. So I want to have a Make a Better John Wick contest. Now, this is what it would entail. To make a better John Wick, you need to have, at a bare minimum, you need to have a big primary weapon as your handgun, like my Glock 34. You know, that's over service weapon size. It's actually the same length as a 1911. Okay? So your primary weapon has got to be this size. John Wick, in the movie John Wick, carries a secondary weapon, which is an untouched up Glock 26, which I'm holding up here. You got to have one of those, and you got to have, John Wick uses a, gosh, I can't remember what kind it is. He uses a SBR AR-15 very effectively in one scene. So you need to have some sort of a black rifle. I want you to dress to a certain degree, a sport coat, a tie. And I want to see all of, you know, maybe you've got it laid out on the bed like you're suiting up to go to the Red Circle Club or something where Keanu does some of his best fighting. And ladies, there's nothing that precludes you from taking part in this. You can wear, that's the thing about women, they can wear a man's three-piece suit or an evening dress and look just as elegant. So I'll have a man's winner and a ladies' winner. And what I'm going to do is whatever your primary weapon is, your primary handgun, I'm going to get you a G-code holster for that, and I'm going to get you a pocket dock from Dark Angel, and then you'll have better weapon retention, and you'll be able to heal thyself. You won't have to go looking for the Asian doctor back at the Continental Hotel. I would like to be able to give you like a Dodge Charger like Keanu gets at the end of the movie, the Rex, 5 minutes after he gets it, but I just don't have the budget for that. But I can give you that. And this is just going to be something fun, because to be quite honest with you, I get really tired of talking all of this negative anti-gun stuff all the time, which just never seems to go away. So let's have a little bit of fun. We're using the new website, but I'm about to have that completely revamped. Finally found somebody to do it. It's going to take till June to get it started. Once he finally gets it started, in the meantime, I can still put stuff up on it, and your picture, if you will submit it to me at bill@lockandloadradio.com, will be up there. And then I'm going to get a couple of people from the outside to pick out who gives me the best rendition. I wonder how many biters I will have on that. I want to see some people, though. I want to see some people with their setups. Let's make a better John Wick. Or a better Juanita Rick. Wick, rather. The White House, when they were defending this ATF proposal to ban green tip ammunition, were calling out and saying they had popular support for that. Polls that don't matter, once again. You had Josh Earnest, which is the most 180-degree away. His last name should be Josh Liar. He said that everyone should agree that if there are armor-piercing bullets available that can fit into easily concealable weapons, that puts our law enforcement officers at considerably more risk. In South Carolina, the last two officers that I'm aware of being killed on duty were killed by 25-caliber weapons. Okay? Not armor-piercing by any stretch of the imagination. Officers are at risk, but they're not at risk from AR-15 pistols. Because they're not concealable, idiots. He accused critics of the plan, Earnest once again, spokeshole for the White House, of astroturfing in an effort to give this impression that there's widespread support for or against an agenda when there's not. This was going to be a gun grab. It was going to be like a denial of service. You don't necessarily need a tie. If you have a jacket and you have a collar that will stand up, you can look businesslike. For those of you wanting to compete in the John Wick, Make a Better John Wick contest, you don't have to be black tie. You just have to look, you can look dressy casual. I can see where a hitman would want to be dressy casual. But there's no limit on what you can do. If you want to put on a plate carrier underneath your jacket, go for it. This was going to be a gun. This was going to be a denial of service sort of attack where they weren't going to ban the AR-15 pistol or the AR-15 platform. They were just not going to allow it to have any bullets. Then when that worked with the 855, then they would go out after every bullet that can go into an AR-15 pistol and say, these two are armor-piercing. Everybody out there in Congress should be looking at people like Florida Republican Tom Rooney, who's proposing a Protecting Second Amendment Rights Act to prohibit the ATF or any other federal agency from doing this kind of thing. They need to be getting behind Representative Jim Sensenbrenner from Wisconsin, who wants to dissolve the ATF. This is where they need to be going. And that needs to be happening right now. We don't need to be sitting back saying, well, they walked away from it, Bill, so there's nothing to see here. There was plenty to see here. Just because they pulled back because the popular support vanished, because you guys picked up the phones and called your senators, and 52 of the senators called them and said, you better not do that, because you guys picked up the phone and called your representatives, and 100-plus of them called them and said, you better not do that. And that light of day shining upon them. And then this thing comes out about it's not even in the guidelines book. All of that shining upon them, they couldn't have that. They couldn't have that. They couldn't stand that publicity. So that tells you exactly how much it had to do with the safety of police officers. If it was so incumbent to have this happening, because to keep police officers safe, they would still be doing it. But the fact of the matter is, no cop has never been killed with an 855 round. Not one. Not a single one. This was a gun grab. This was a gun grab. Plain and simple. And we need to be getting behind these guys. Most people would look at these fellas and say, these guys are renegades. These guys are crazy. Time to be crazy. Time to be crazy. We're way past that time. I'm ready to embrace the crazy. Make a better John Wick. Let me hear about it. We'll do this again in 22 hours. I will break the record since January 12th. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katy Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katyarmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.